I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado U.S. Senate candidate John Hickenlooper filed petitions with the Secretary of State's office yesterday in hopes of qualifying for the state Democratic Party's June 30th primary. The former two-term governor heads a field of Democrats hoping to face Republican Cory Gardner in November. Gardner is considered one of the most vulnerable GOP senators seeking re-election. That's because Colorado has become reliably Democratic in the age of President Donald Trump. The Democrats' Senate race is also headlined by former State House Speaker Andrew Romanoff. Officials say people traveling through DIA shouldn't be concerned that they will be exposed to the novel coronavirus from China. Airport spokesperson Emily Williams says the CDC has set up screenings for the virus at 20 U.S. airports. DIA is not one of them, but passengers traveling from China into the United States must pass through one of those airports before they can reach DIA.
We work really closely with the state health department and the city health department to make sure that we're following all of the protocols laid out by the CDC, and should that change, we'll work with them to implement that plan.
The new virus, called COVID-19, has killed more than 2,000 people in China. No people in Colorado are known to have been infected. And just a reminder, heavy traffic down by the Broadmoor World Arena this morning. That is ahead of President Trump's campaign rally there. People have been camping out overnight. The CSPD says there will be heavy traffic throughout the day. Expect delays. This is 91.5 KRCC News.